hours of submission. Delete what we love for our sake is the strongest promise a soul can make. Echoes of submission. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آليك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome viewers to another episode of our special e-transmission Echoes of Submission Alhamdulillah in the first episode we discussed The great Prophet of Allah, Sayyiduna Ibrahim a.s. and his sacrifices for the deen. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his sacrifice was accepted such that until Qiyamah, we revive the sacrifices of Sayyiduna Ibrahim a.s. and the memory of that sacrifice. How? By doing our own sacrifice, by sacrificing an animal. He performed the ultimate sacrifice. He was willing to sacrifice his son because he was divinely commanded. Allah ta'ala accepted His obedience, the patience and contentment of Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam, and a ram was brought in place of Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam, which was sacrificed. So this was a beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learned so much that obedience to Allah jalla wa ala, contentment with the divine will of Allah, this is something that should precede everything and you should be prioritized above everything else. Inshallah, in this episode, we're going to continue hearing about this great Prophet of Allah, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. Before we begin, let's hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif. The beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The most closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who sent the most salawat upon me, most Durood Sharif upon me, most peace and blessings upon me." Inshallah, to try and attain this fadila and be close to the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let's make an intention. In the blessed days of Eid, that we will try to recite Durood Sharif abundantly in our daily lives. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam with a high rank and status amongst the prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam. And he is only second to our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in terms of superiority. Our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all of creation, greatest prophet, greatest messenger of Allah. The second position belongs to Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is how highly ranked he is, subhanAllah. Allah ta'ala tests his beloved slaves, his beloved servants, and they go through trials, tribulations, and then he grants them comfort as well when they come out on the other side. And what we realize and what we see time and time again is that these blessed figures, these special personalities, the Prophets alayhi wasalam in particular, they never complain. Instead, they obediently exercise great patience and resilience in the face of these massive trials and difficulties. Allah Ta'ala also tested Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi wasalam, as we know. He was tested in many ways, many trials and tribulations. But he succeeded in every single test by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the nation, the ummah of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam was suffering as they were in a plague of polytheism. Na'udhu billah, they were worshipping other gods besides Allah, multiple gods. This was of course falsehood. So when Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam announced his prophethood, his nubuwwah, and he started preaching to the people, He invited his uncle, invited him towards righteousness, Amrun bil Ma'ruf, wa nahyun 'anil Munkar. He forbade him from polytheism. And he told people that they should only worship one God, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one worthy of worship. But what did this result in? This resulted in hostility, opposition, hatred, and much more. Towards Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam. Instead of accepting the invitation, which was for their betterment, the people rejected. Now this incident is mentioned in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, particularly when he invited his uncle. The Quran says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا. Translation. When he said to his father, O my father, why do you worship one who neither hears nor sees and cannot benefit you in any way? O my father, indeed a knowledge has come to me which did not come to you. Therefore follow me, I will show you the straight path. Now, dear viewers of Madinah, in the above mentioned words, in this verse that I just recited, the uncle of Prophet Ibrahim a.s. has been referred to as his father. The word, the Arabic word for father has been used. So this might confuse a few people. Is it referring to the uncle or the father? Now, commenting on this, Sadr al-Afadil, Allama Mawlana Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi rahmatullahi alayhi stated, in the dictionary, famous dictionary known as Qamus, this mentions the name of Azar as the uncle of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. This dictionary states that Azar was the uncle of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned the same thing in Masalikul Hunafa. Now, in many countries across the world, especially in the Arabian Peninsula, the uncle represents the father. So in the Quran, we have evidence of this. In Surah Baqarah, verse 133, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدًا. Now, in this blessed verse, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam has been mentioned as the father of Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam, whereas we know that he is not his father. He is actually his uncle. So what do we learn? That the Quran is referring to the uncle, but it's using the word father, as was the norm, and as it does happen in the Arab world. So this is something that we shouldn't be confused about. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he did his best, tried his best to make his uncle understand that Islam is the way, Tawheed is the way. But he, unfortunately for him, meaning Azar, the uncle of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was not ready to abandon the religion of his forefathers and responded in a very harsh way towards his nephew, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Quran mentions those words. In Surah Maryam, verse 46, it states, قَالَ أَرَاغِبٌ أَنْتَ عَنْ آلِهَتِي يَا إِبْرَاهِيمِ لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّا. Translation, he said, what, you turn away from my gods, O Ibrahim? If you do not desist, I will certainly stone you and keep no relation with me for a long time, for a long while. How did Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam respond? So when he saw this blunt refusal and hatred spewed by his uncle, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam began preaching to his ummah. They also refused to accept the truthful words that he was speaking. But Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam persisted. He never gave up. He continued calling them towards righteousness. Why? In order to steer them away from the dark valleys of polytheism and disbelief. But they didn't stop. The Ummah didn't stop. Therefore, they turned against him. And they also became his enemies, saying, قَالُوا قُتُلُوهُ أَوْ حَرِّقُوهُ. Translation, they said, kill him or burn him. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Namrud and his nation agreed to burn Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So they imprisoned him in a house. They built a building in Qarya Kausa, gathered various kinds of firewoods. A huge and terrible fire was lit, and it generated so much heat that it would burn birds flying nearby. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's hands were tied using a catapult. They threw Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was reciting, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. That's what he was reciting at that time. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, the esteemed angel, descended towards Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and humbly asked him if he needed his help. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam replied, I am not in need of you. Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam humbly said, then request your Lord, your Rabb, Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam answered, his knowledge about me suffices me from seeking His help. SubhanAllah. So what happened after that? After that, Allah Ta'ala ordered the fire. Ya narukuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. We said, O fire, become cool and peaceful upon Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam, comforted him, consoled him, granted him ease, made the fire cool for him. He didn't suffer no harm. So what do we learn? What do we gain from this? What do we see? We learn about the unwavering determination, remarkable courage, and great patience and fortitude demonstrated by this great Prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, in response to calling his nation towards the true religion. Firstly, his family turned against him. We heard about his uncle Azar. Then the whole nation became his enemy. But he alayhi salam did not abandon inviting people towards righteousness in the face of bitter opposition, even after they decided to throw him into the fierce fire. But he alayhi salam did not wish to surrender to them. Rather, he set a supreme example of patience and fortitude when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came and asked if he needed any help. But look at his patience and steadfastness, that he became a paradigm of patience and contentment even at that most critical time. So this parable, this waqia, this incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam is also a lesson for those Islamic brothers and sisters who always complain and express resentment while calling people towards righteousness, and they don't see the benefit, the immediate benefit. Remember, preaching the deen of Islam, this is a sunnah of the Blessed Prophet alayhi wasalam. And exercising patience in this way of tabligh and propagating the deen, this is also the method of these blessed and prominent personalities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests His beloved prophets alayhi wasalam and blessed saints rahimahumullahu ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala blesses them with an abundance of rewards and elevates their status and ranks over showing patience in tribulations due to their patience during these tribulations. Now, we also should express that patience, that fortitude, whenever we undergo any trials, tribulations for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to earn the divine pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, by the blessings of this, we will receive an immense treasure of rewards. Inshallah. Let's listen to two blessed ahadith in this connection. The first one is in Al-Jami' al-Saghir. Whoever observes patience upon a calamity until it is removed, until it returns, observing excellent patience, Allah Azza wa Jal will write 300 degrees for him. The distance between each degree will be equal to the distance between the earth and the sky. And secondly, the second narration is in the Mustadrak of Imam Hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts a bondsman with trouble until that trouble removes all of his sins, becomes pure from his sins. This is why a believer is never in loss. Even those difficult moments, he is attaining benefit. SubhanAllah. So, dear viewers of Madinah channel, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, he was also, you could say, a reflection of his father's patience, determination, and courage as well. He was a great prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, let's hear a bit about him. He was born in Syria to Sayyidatuna Hajira radiyallahu anha. Now, a divine revelation came to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that was to take Sayyidatuna Hajira radiyallahu anha and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and leave them in such a land where there is no sign of water and nothing else except plain fields and dry mountains. Therefore, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam left with Sayyidatuna Hajira radiyallahu anha and his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and came to a place where the sacred Kaaba is situated today, Makkah al-Mukarramah. At that time, there was no population there, nor was any spring of water present, and nor was there any sign of water or human beings in all directions. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam placed some dates in a pot and filled a water carrying bag with water and departed from there. Sayyidatuna Hajira radiyallahu anha called out, O Prophet, where are you going, leaving us helpless in this lonely and desolate desert? Sayyidatuna Hajira radiyallahu anha called out many times, but Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam did not reply. In the end, Sayyidatuna Hajira radiyallahu anha asked, Are you leaving us here at your own will, or are you fulfilling the command of Allah Azza wa Jal by doing so? Then Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam replied, O Hajira, whatever I have done is the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. After hearing this, Sayyidatuna Hajira radiallahu anha said, you may leave now. I have firm belief and faith that Allah Azza wa Jal will not let me or my son suffer harm. Subhanallah. After this, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam made a long dua, a lengthy dua, and returned to Syria. After a few days, when the dates and water ran out, extreme hunger and thirst struck Sayyidatuna Hajira radiallahu anha. The milk in her chest had also dried up, and her son was suffering due to hunger and thirst. She ran between the hills on Safa and Marwa 7 times in search for water, but there was no sign of water anywhere. Moreover, the condition of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam was such that due to terrible thirst, he alayhi salam was weeping bitterly and rubbing his blessed heels on the ground. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam appeared and struck his foot near Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam's heels, and a spring of water gushed forth. The speciality of this blessed water is that it works as both food and water. Therefore, by drinking this water, which is famously known as Zamzam, Sayyidatuna Hajira radiallahu anha and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam survived. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam grew up, reached the age of puberty, and started hunting. Thus, hunting and the water of Zamzam became the means of their living, their sustenance. Then some people from the tribe of Jurhum arrived there, grazing their goats. And seeing the spring of water, they started living there with the permission of Sayyidatuna Hajira radiallahu anha. Furthermore, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam married a woman of that tribe, and with the passage of time, this valley became populated. Subhanallah. So what do we learn from this account, dear viewers of Madin Channel? We learn that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was very submissive and obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. And his beloved son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, that was born after immense prayers, and this beloved son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, who was the light of his eyes and the peace of his heart, separated from him. His beloved son. Think about it. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah had commanded them, he left the mother and son in the valleys of Makkah. He left them at the deserted and isolated place where there was neither a single leaf of any tree. So no tree could be used for shade. There wasn't a single drop of water there to quench the thirst. There was no helper, there was no friend, there was no sympathizer, no consoler. Imagine ourselves, imagine being in that situation. And we had to do this. We would be grief-stricken. How can I even do this? Leave the mother and child here all alone. No one to ask, no one to aid them, no water, no food source, no shade, extreme heat. Allahu Akbar. But Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he neither grew anxious, nor did he fall into distress, and nor delve deeper into contemplation after listening to the divine command. Rather, he alayhi salam, along with his family, embarked on this journey towards Makkah, all the way from Syria, and he left his family behind in Makkah. He alayhi salam returned to Syria. Allahu Akbar. May our lives be sacrificed over such unique submission and deeply loving obedience. If only we also become travelers in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the form of the qafilas, with the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not for years and months, simply only for 3 days. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam left his spouse and his child for a very long time, years and years and years. But we are unwilling to go on a qafila for 3 days. We can't bear the separation from our loved ones for the sake of spreading the deen, propagating Islam for 3 days. We make so many excuses. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in this regard. So, dear viewers of Madin Channel, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam led a life full of sacrifices. Whenever he alayhi salam received a divine command, he saw a lot of opposition from his own nation, even from his own family. When he was trying to call them towards righteousness, forbid them from evil, from polytheism. And when at times he conveyed the message of oneness of Allah, Tawheed, to the ruler, he was thrown into the fire by his own nation. You heard how Ibrahim alayhi salam left his infant son all alone with his mother in a deserted, desolated plain, no vegetation and shade whatsoever. They didn't have any worldly support. But why did he do this? To carry out the divine command. And he, alayhi salam, also did not avoid drawing the knife across the blessed neck of his own beloved son, Sayyidina Ismail, alayhi salam. So in brief, his life is full of examples of true submission towards Allah Azza wa Jalla. Many, many sacrifices were carried out by him. Every part of his blessed life provides a lesson for us of being pleased with divine pleasure. In every state, he was happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, content with the divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a great quality of his. Only if we can follow suit, if we can follow in the footsteps of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam as well. He was prepared to sacrifice his beloved son. That's not required from us today. Sacrifice some time, traveling the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn the deen. We also learn from the blessed biography of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that no matter how tough and severe a difficulty becomes, a test becomes, we should face it with great patience and gratitude, leading a life that is in accordance with divine pleasure. For instance, if we experience any calamity, then instead of complaining, simply focus on the great rewards. We're so blessed today that without even asking, Allah gives us so many blessings. Blessings upon blessings. We continue to be showered with gifts in every moment of our lives, every day. Those blessings come to us in a continuous flow, never ending, never ceasing. There's food to eat, clothes to wear, to cover our bodies, to protect us from the cold, the heat. We've got a roof over our heads. We've got friends, we've got loving family members, companions, to remove our loneliness. We have light, we have electricity. During the night, we are able to sleep. Allah has made nighttime a time to sleep, but a source of comfort for us. We've got air to breathe. We've been blessed with children, and they fill our hearts with delight. So each blessing is more wonderful than the previous. And they all come from the same source, the one who created us, our nourisher, our sustainer, our provider, the most merciful Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that we have comes from Him. And the blessings are too many to count. Try to even count the blessings of Allah. You will not be able to enumerate them. Therefore, we should stay grateful to Allah in times of ease. And in times of difficulty, be patient. Even then, Allah is going to reward you. And believe me when I say this, the bliss that we see in our lives overwhelms the difficulty that we may encounter. That's short-lived. It's only for a short amount of time. But that defines us. If we're patient, we're grateful to Allah, we'll come through that test as beloveds of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to follow in the footsteps of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Ismail alayhi salam, and the great prophets of Allah who showed that life is about obedience to Allah, submission to Allah, gratitude to Allah, being pleased with the divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala enable us to follow them. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Echoes of submission. To lead what we love for Allah's sake is the strongest promise a soul can make. Echoes of submission.